Kyle.
I will.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Colonis is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Mr. Powell, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and AEC number for the record?
It's Christopher Carroll Pyle. DOC number is 195539.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 30th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense in order to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I will begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Westby, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Thank you, sir.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Pyle and Mr. Westby, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so do you affirm.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Pyle, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. Phase two, deciding if supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can have a short talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Now keep in mind, there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways and company as follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to your approved residence on or about November 2nd, 2018, as directed verbally on November 2nd, 2018, your whereabouts were known, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Powell, is this true or false?
Yes, sir.
It's true?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will now make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. Based on Mr. Powell's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Just 1 second. Okay, Mr. Pyle, we are going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Powell. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Powell was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on November 2nd, 2018. He was arrested November 17th, 2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 17th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision ending of March 19th, 2019. 15 abscond days. Prior conviction, 2016, aggravated DUI, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2005, escape second degree, 1 year. 2007, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 3 months. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2005, TIS release of absconder, 80 days. Reinstated by the BOEC, completed 2 months. 2009 TIS release completion, 6 months. I might add one thing that I noticed in the warrant that wasn't in the intake section is that Mr. Pyle is a Senate Bill 1291 violator. So when he did get released on November 2nd, 2018, that was his ERCD after he was previously released on an earlier date for a Senate Bill 1291. Which he violated, and I believe he has counted on that. I'm pulling up this information right here. He was released on March 26, 2018 as a Senate Bill 1291 release. So I want to amend my earlier release date that he had on November 2nd, because he was released prior to that. He violated his transition release and then came out on his ERCD.
For the sake of correcting the warrant, there's an A/T/S 11-2-2018, is that what you want to correct?
That is correct. It actually,
so cross that out and add what?
It actually should be March 26, 2018. It looks like when the warrant was made in the case supervision summary page, it says intake, we were just taking it from the time that he got out after his, because his transition release status was revoked and then he got out on November 2nd, but his supervision period actually began in November, on March 26th.
Thank you. I made that correction on the warrant.
Okay, thank you. The disciplinary violations of Mr. Pyle are moderate, with drugs and violence noted. Other arrests, there's about six arrests between 2004 and 2015. However, charges were either dismissed or not processed. Is too many risk score as a G4 V5?
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Pyle. I am going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at the approved residence of 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, with sponsor TLC. So, if I'm not mistaken, this warrant is about not reporting to that approved residence. So, what happened?
Well, I have a lot of mental health issues. And one of them is like paranoid, schizophrenic, and delusional. And so even like coming into this little room, I have a lot of issues with it. So when they tell me to go over there, I get real, I don't know how to explain it real well. Just, I kind of weird out, and I didn't want to go over there. And I had asked him if I could go back to my cousin's, and he told me that I had to go to that halfway house. So I got over there and I just kind of, I don't know, I couldn't go in there.
Well, Mr. Pyle, let me ask you a question. It's very direct, and I recognize you seem uncomfortable right now, and it's not our position to make you any more uncomfortable than you already are. We recognize that you're inside the Department of Corrections, but I'll try to simplify this. If you are returned to community supervision, should this board vote to return you to community supervision, and keep in mind you have about 2 months and 25 days left, about that much, would you be able to go to a halfway house? So I'm not quite sure what you're comfortable with.
Well, if it was possible, one thing I did want to ask is if I could go into an inpatient mental health and still go into a halfway house, because I had these problems since I was little, but in the last year or so, I've been talking to some counselors and stuff, and it's more severe so than even I thought, and I think that I need to go into like a mental health inpatient for 3 to 6 months, you know? It's kind of what I was thinking, because they got me on some meds now, and it kind of works, but...
Well, just so that you understand, according to TimeCom, as I stated, you seem to only have about 2 months and 25 days left on your flat sentence. That's one issue. We're not in a position to extend your time of community supervision for inpatient counseling, and we're not in a position to actually send you into a particular program, because that's at the discretion of the parole office. So I'm just putting that in context. We will vote fairly on this case, but you do have some choice as to whether or not you wanted to just kill your number by remaining where you're at and then be free and clear, or whether or not you want us to continue with the hearing. All I'm saying is, should this board vote to return you to the community, it's at the parole officer's discretion as to where you get placed. So we don't have any control over that. Understood?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, would you like to continue with the hearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I don't have a lot more information. It looks like that you disappeared from community supervision pretty quick. I think you explained why you didn't go to TLC, that you're dealing with some SMI issues, which we certainly have sympathy for. It looks like that you were arrested by the Phoenix Police Department on your absconder warrant. What caused Phoenix PD to make contact with you when you were arrested?
I called them because I thought that some people were trying to attack me, and I was standing out in front of a restaurant, and I asked them if they would take me to the hospital so that I could talk to somebody, or at least just get away from those people. But they took me to Alhambra. They didn't take me to the hospital. I just wanted to get out of there.
So what did you do in the 15 days that you were missing?
I was hiding out by this school, kind of by an overpass.
Okay, so you were at your cousin's house?
No, I wasn't by there, but I didn't see her car, so I didn't stay that long. I just left.
Well, Mr. Paul, being as that you don't have that much time left on your flat sentence, what are your plans when you return to the community? Regardless of how you vote today, what are your plans?
I'm probably going to go try to find one of those mental health inpatient places so I can get 90 or 60 days in on it and get on some meds and try to straighten this out, and then go try to get in the workforce if I can, or something like that.
Okay, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you, Mr. Powell. Any questions from fellow board members? Mr. Powell, getting close to the end of your hearing. Well, let me ask a quick question before I ask if you want to give your final statement. You said you're receiving some medication right now. And is it helping some?
Yeah, it does. It helps with the... because I have PTSD, severe anxiety, and some depression, and paranoid schizophrenia with delusions. And it does help with the paranoia and the schizophrenia real well. It's I can't remember the name of it, but it is working pretty good. It's helping me kind of calm down, and then there's some stuff they had me like some stuff I could do to help myself, as far as knowing that I'm not getting all in trouble, and that people aren't really out to get me and stuff.
Now I'm asking about if the medicine's helping, but I mean, do you have the condition where you hear voices?
Yes, sir.
And the medicine, does that kind of bring that dialogue down in your mind?
Yeah, that and the paranoid about people like trying to set me up, and I see stuff too, but it kind of does, but more it helps me sleep and not be so focused on it. You know, it kind of takes me away from it, allows me to think more about what's really going on.
Well, thank you for helping me understand that. So we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement that you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't tell us anything or repeat anything that you've already told us. But this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before this board goes into discussion and votes on the case?
No, I don't want to waste any more of you guys' time, and I thank you for hearing my side of it, and that's about all I can think of right now, sir.
Well, Mr. Paul, out of respect, you're not wasting our time. This hearing is your right, and we certainly want to see you manage, you know, whatever conditions you're struggling with. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to a vote under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So Mr. Powell will just stay on the phone. We'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly heard what Mr. Powell had to share with the board, and I feel for his struggle to manage his condition. I recognize that can be very, very confusing and disconcerting for the people fighting with such conditions. I don't really think that we have an option that's kind of a match for Mr. Pyle, and certainly not to be cruel, but he might be safer and a bit more stabilized in this interim if he just continues his sentence inside the Department of Corrections, or at least he's receiving some medical assistance and is in a safe place. Perhaps in this interim, he can work with a CO3 to come up with a plan for his return to the community when he's free and clear. That's where I'll begin the discussion. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W3275, our discussion with Mr. Pyle, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Pyle is delinquent, following the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or is about to lapse in a criminal agent company, inasmuch that he absconded from community supervision and we could not monitor his safe transition back to the community, and that is my motion.
Second. Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Powell, I think you heard the discussion. Your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on March 19, 2019, which is less than 3 months away. So we encourage you to take advantage of any clinical assistance inside the Department of Corrections. And to put together a plan for your return to the community, please talk to your CO3. I think you have a good plan about wanting to go into inpatient treatment. We're not in a position to send you into inpatient from here, but there may be community programs that are available to you, and it could be beneficial to you to go right into a program as you're transitioning back to the community. We certainly want you to succeed in the community and be safe. So we do wish you well. I hope the meds continue to be effective. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Powell, thank you for appearing before the board, and please give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.